original music composed for films, television, and video games, this is Cinematic Sound.
To our countdown of the 14 top re-recordings of all time here on cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. We are now at our top five re-recordings of all time, and in at number five is Ivanhoe, composed by Mikolas Rocha, featuring conductor Bruce Broughton, the Symphona of London Orchestra, and released on Entrada Records. Now, MGM spared no expense in bringing Sir Walter Scott's immortal novel Ivanhoe to the silver screen. A bold, swashbuckling epic released in 1952, the film earned critical accolades and became one of the studio's all-time biggest hits. The Academy also liked it. In addition to contending for Best Picture and Cinematography, Ivanhoe earned a nomination for Mikolas Rocha's score, one of the composer's most famous. What's fascinating about Ivanhoe is the level of authenticity that went into its production. It was shot on location, a rare choice for MGM in those days, in Boreham Wood, England. The film also called for music evoking the 12th century. Rocha delved deeply into the sounds of this time. In the liner notes to the release, he says the various themes in Ivanhoe are partly based on those original sources, or at least influenced by them. Under the opening narration, I introduced a theme from a ballad actually written by Richard the Lionhearted. The principal Norman theme was developed from a Latin hymn, and the love theme for Ivanhoe and Rowena is a free adaptation of a popular song from the north of France. In the end, even though the film received critical acclaim and accolades, Rocha's score was nonetheless singled out as one of Ivanhoe's most triumphant aspects. It's quite possibly one of the most heroic scores Rocha ever wrote, and it was scored for a large orchestra, large percussion section with multiple snare and field drums, as well as an extended brass section with six trumpets. When Entrada Records re-recorded the score in 1995, they employed the brilliant London musicians of the Symphona of London, whose credits at the time included Vertigo, Batman, Tombstone, and Stargate, just to name a few. Bruce Broughton, the award-winning composer and conductor, was brought on board to lead the orchestra in their spirited performance of this magnificent score. As for the score itself, the original full scores are long gone, therefore a complete reconstruction was needed. Daniel Robbins, a skilled composer and orchestrator, noted Rocha authority, handled the reconstruction of the score. Robbins was able to reconstruct each cue exactly as originally written. The sessions for this new re-recording were recorded and mixed at the famed Abbey Road Studios with the brilliant Mike Ross Trevor as the engineer. The recording took place in October of 1994, and the disc was released in 1995 in Entrada's Excalibur Collection, which also includes fantastic re-recordings of Jerry Goldsmith's Islands in the Stream, Bernard Herrmann's Jason and the Argonauts, as well as two other Rocha re-recordings, Julius Caesar and Spellbound. The album was produced by Roger Feigelson. And now, music from our number four re-recording of all time, Mikolas Rocha's Ivanhoe, conducted by Bruce Broughton and performed by the Symphona of London Orchestra.